Bully is a documentary lacking its main character. It's a study of secondary school bullying without introducing us to the bully, him or herself. Almost always a male, but there is a case involving lesbians. The omission is a serious lack, but it's probably motivated by the consideration that almost any presentation of these damaged people would come across to them and their damaged followers as glorification. And rather than encourage them, it was better perhaps to leave them out. So we meet their victims, the ones who are still alive, and the victims' parents and friends and the teachers and administrators and policemen who tried to deal with the problem. The result is affecting enough, especially a neighborhood meeting called by a grieving parent, but no real understanding of the bullying problem can result. And because this is a true documentary without recreated scenes, the instances we see of bullying are not extreme enough to explain how serious the problem is. We hear about how serious it is, but don't see anything grim enough to explain suicide. Still, many of us will be reminded of experiences bad enough to make us empathize, if not really understand. And the solution to the problems that are suggested in the end are not as starry-eyed as I had feared they would be. Nor, while I think of it, is the language as dirty as publicity had led me to expect. Reportedly, it's been cleaned up enough to allow the intended teenagers to see Bully, which they should, especially when there are no bullies for them to see and admire. Bully is one of the increasingly few movies one can call important, even if it doesn't live up to its promotion. It is obviously intended to provoke discussion and has apparently already succeeded in that. I wish it increasing success. Jim Erickson, over and out.